This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wait a minute. Andrew Benintendi, he has gone yard. A solo home run here in this eighth inning as the White Sox offense continues to pour it on.
The 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. High fastball got him. Cubs win the game and they sweep the three-game series.
You're John Schriffen, that from CHSN, and also our friend, of course, Pat Hughes, the birthday boy this week, not just Marshall. That was earlier against the Rockies on The Score, and we do have a Cubs lineup as we broadcast through the Hyundai Studios, live from the parking lot here at Wrigley Dogs. We get you ready for the game. Come out to Wrigleyville Dogs. It is sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. So our lineup is as follows. Mark Rohde, as you look at this, on the scale of where Marshall will be happy based on the lineup, what do you think the number is 1 to 10? I'm putting this at a 7.
That he'll be happy with it?
Yeah.
I'll go 8. I think I'm looking at this and I'm pretty happy with it.
All right, I'm looking at Marshall's face reading the lineup.
Ready, Marshall?
It is as follows. Ian Happ leading off. Happy. He's in center today. Spicy meatball.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, Ian Happ in center. We have Kyle Tucker in right. Seiya Suzuki, your DH, batting third. It is Carson Kelly, the catcher, batting cleanup. Then it's PCA. Oh, this is a typo.
Yeah.
So, the Cubs lineup has Ian Happ in center and also PCA in center.
Whoopsie.
So I'm going to guess that Ian Happ is still in left.
Ian Happ is indeed in left field today.
I was like, well, that is an interesting change of pace.
Right.
I was ready for that if they wanted to give him a day off in the field. But here's the thing. They just had a day off yesterday. PCA is young. He is a young, strapping young lad, so he's ready to go.
Well, he's like a super ball. Like, you can't stop him. He's just bouncing all over the place, hitting the ball out of the park. He's on first. No, he's on third. Oh, no, now he's home. He's just bouncing around. So you're right. You cannot keep that man out of a lineup.
Called him a golden retriever.
He's a golden retriever.
Wednesday.
He is a super ball. I mean,
I think the golden retriever comp was just so apt for anybody who knows dogs. That is PCA.
Did
I'll
do
go
good?
Get it. I'll go get it.
Right. And he wants approval of the crowd. I mean, even when they were in Cincinnati, when he hit the slammy, wasn't it when he did
the slammy?
He kind of like acknowledged all the Cubs fans in Cincinnati, which probably pissed off the Reds fans. But
well, the Reds
fans
have revenge. They're here today.
That's
I saw a few of them.
They are. Marge Schott is in the house.
So it is not Marge Schott. We said that there was a person who resembled
her.
Oh,
that's right. She is dead.
Yes, still dead.
Indeed dead.
So just for the record, a rare typo in the lineup in the graphic that we have here. Ian Happ, I assume, is in left. PCA
no, I'm looking at
center.
He's in left.
Okay, good. Dansby Swanson is batting next. He's, of course, at short. Then it's Nico Hoerter. Then it is Justin Turner at first base and Matt Shaw. Colin Ray is the starting pitcher. So while we expect, I think, in this part of the Cubs schedule, Marshall, as you've discussed, the expectation on the Marshall scale of record, do they need a sweep to make you happy this weekend?
No, they don't. They need to win the series, though.
Yes.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
If they win this series and they win the next series, They, at minimum, will have finished this stretch at 16-5.
Woo.
That means they will have, in a 21-game span, will have added 11 games over 500 to their record.
Mm.
That is impressive.
That was the Grody of approval.
And yes, as far as my approval of this particular lineup, Mark Grody, yes, right on it. That's an 8.
It's an 8. Okay.
Justin Turner, understandable in the 8 hole because they are facing an excellent left-handed pitcher in Andrew Abbott, who comes in with a 4-0 record and a 1.77 ERA.
Yeah. 77 ERA for the Reds at this time of year is legit.
And he just beat the Cubs. Like, the only win. This is, by the way, rematch. Colin Ray against Andrew Abbott. This was the same matchup that we saw in Cincinnati in which the Cubs ended up losing that game. And in the game, Abbott went 5 2/3, allowed one run on 6 hits. Colin Ray got hit up the last time against Cincinnati. 5 innings, allowed 6 runs on 7 hits. I don't know this yet. We could probably find this out very soon. I want to know if the wind is blowing out. I hope it is, because it was really fun watching the Cubs and Reds play in Cincinnati. That was the series in which the Cubs came back on Friday when they were down 6-2. The PCA slam in that game. Then the Sunday game where the Cubs were down 8-3. It's Reese McGuire, ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
Reese McGuire with his 2 solo homers. So I like it when these two teams, I mean, it's always like that at Great American Ballpark because it's just the way the ballpark plays. If it's blown out today, I think this game could be an absolute blast, as good as Andrew Abbott has been and Colin Ray struggled just a little bit recently.
And we mentioned it earlier. This is a Friday. We're outside. But in case you forgot, this afternoon the Cubs are continuing that home stand against the Reds. Pregame coverage is coming up at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20 on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. So here's the piece of this that I think we were discussing in our group thread yesterday. Here's where it gets good. We have a chance to see not one, but 2 Chicago teams sweep this weekend.
See, that's where y'all take an idea and you run with it as if you are PCA going after a ball that's headed towards the Ivy.
Yes.
They have a chance, yes, but more subtly, I'd just like to say they have a chance for both Chicago teams to win series this weekend.
Well,
am I doing too much when I tone it down like that?
No, here's the thing, is that I'm hype machine today.
Okay.
And also, what better chance do the White Sox have than facing the Orioles this weekend? What better chance?
Facing the Rockies sometime.
Fair enough.
God, yeah, but Baltimore, but you know
made
what?
You think about that series.
No, you know what? You know, I just thought of the dark space that baseball's in, given our conversation with Russ Dorsey yesterday, and how it says what the state of baseball is when you have the White Sox record likely being eclipsed by the Rockies the next year. A longstanding record for the worst in baseball history. Yeah, see, Mark? See how you're looking off contemplatively, wondering what happened to your life?
Yeah.
I don't think he's wondering what's happened to his actual life.
Well, sometimes I get in those places. I mean, we all do. But the Orioles have Zach Eflin pitching tonight, 5.40 ERA, so he's a very hittable pitcher. Unfortunately, Sean Burke has been pretty hittable as well with a 4.33 ERA. But you know the Orioles are saying the exact same thing that the White Sox are saying. Oh, this is our opportunity to get back on track a little bit, and maybe we can sweep the White Sox and things will start that. Because really this – I hate that Baltimore sucks, honestly.
Well, like, you hate it because of how they were built and what they could have been.
They lost the plot.
I love
kind of like how the Sox did a few years ago in 2021.
I love their ascension, like, because it felt organic because there were so many, like, it still are, so many first-round picks that are up and in that lineup. And then all, like, they were that fun, on-the-rise team, and now you look at them, they are 19-36 to the White Sox, 18-38 to your original contemplative point.
And if you're wondering what the Orioles fans are thinking, I cracked up at the SB Nation headline, which is exactly how we feel. Orioles White Sox series preview. Finally, a team barely worse than the Orioles.
Yeah, but
so they are also looking forward to this.
Exactly.
The bigger point, bigger than the both teams possibly sweeping, is the White Sox could leave this series and no longer be the team with the worst record in the American League. I think that's the bigger thing. And the other point to that headline you just read, Layla, this is the Spider-Man meme coming alive in real life, where two Spider-Mans are pointing at each other, recognizing that they see themselves, like two teams looking in the mirror.
I still think it's also just a dangerous state of affairs in baseball, especially when you know that the CBA is coming up and you see what's happening with that Orioles team. And you're exactly right, Grody. I think For example, here we talk about how Will Venable has made such a difference for the White Sox, and how even though the Sox don't have as much big-name talent as they had at this time last year, we're still talking about how Will Venable gives you a solid chance when you know that he's leading this team with fewer big names and the progress that we've seen so far out of the White Sox. I think that, thusly, the Orioles are in a bit of a different situation where they do have a lot more talent, a lot more big-name homegrown talent, as you've mentioned, and they are in this predicament. And I wonder if going for Corbin Burnes was like their last gasp, knowing the division they're in. Sometimes we talk a lot about how being in a worse division makes you worse, but in times like this, perhaps being in a better division just made them give up sooner.
Yeah, the other teams in their division, Toronto notwithstanding, are just relentless in their pursuit of getting back to the playoffs. We saw the Red Sox take a little bit of time off, but the Yankees, the Blue Jays, certainly the Rays, the way they play baseball, the way their front offices gear up, because the expectation is that they are going to compete, whether it's the small market approach of the Rays or the big market approach of the Yankees. And I think they're somewhat caught in not knowing if they want to spin. I mean, when they gave their owner a bobblehead night, that's when I knew that the proverbial plot had been lost. Because they haven't accomplished anything yet, but they were on the doorstep. And before they could actually, you know, get into the house, it's like the cops came up behind them and said, "Sir, you don't belong here. We're gonna have to escort you out of this neighborhood."
I feel like they took themselves out. That's how it felt. Like, yeah. They got the right GM. You know, they took Michael Elias, the assistant GM to Jeff Luhnow at the time from Houston. They built this robust farm system. They do it with the hitting on their first overall picks, the 1-1s, if you will. They did all the right things, and then I feel like last season, I guess, was the last gasp.
Yeah,
but eventually you got to spend money. I mean, no matter how you build it out, eventually you have to spend money, and they were unwilling to go get the other half of this, if you will, with the pitching that was required to match all these hitters that you're talking about, Layla, that they got through the draft.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I also appreciate the question that was asked as far as the Cubs pitching situation when it came to who has to step up. Now that we know that there's a hole in the rotation on Saturday, I assume it will be updated soon when it comes to who that might be. Ben Brown, as we mentioned, gave up 8 runs against the Reds. It also let us get curious about what the latest is on Shota Imanaga. Tommy Hotovy actually talked to Mully and Haw and gave this update earlier.
Well, I think he's going to need some rehab time. Being down for as long as he has,
right.
We're talking about, he's thrown, I guess you could say that was his second bullpen yesterday. He threw kind of like a little short one, before we got back from the road trip. But he's going to need to face some hitters. We're going to need to see how he recovers with more higher intent, throws. Yesterday from a workload standpoint in a bullpen, he was pretty on par with where he would be for a normal mid-start bullpen, velocity-wise, shape-wise, and all that. So, like I said, I think there will be some rehab, involved. But when it's a non-arm injury, it's an injury, that he's never really had before. There's a couple things we have to see how they recover, right? We need to see how his lower body feels as he's recovering, but we also need to keep the volume and intensity up in the arm at the same time. So we're just trying to balance that with him.
All right, that doesn't sound like anytime soon. Like, I know it's been incremental progress, but still.
I don't know that it doesn't sound like anytime soon, more so that when he says rehab, does that mean one rehab start? Because, again, the velocity is there. It's more about how does your leg feel the day after you run around and do stuff. I think this could be, just a couple of weeks away, 2 to 3 weeks away, which is, it sounds like a long time, but that's not really a long time, especially given where they are in the schedule. Now, it stinks that they won't have him against the likes of, the Detroit Tigers or, I guess, the Phillies for a second time, and you're done. But it's also great that they'll be done with the Phillies in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. They have done the right thing. They're getting wins and money in the bank, so to speak, and series like these, where you're facing the Reds as a Cubs team looking for at least 2 out of 3, if not a sweep, I feel like that's where you really make your hay. When we were talking about, and this is a big reach right now, but when we were talking about the 2016 Cubs, and Mark Rohde, you were there, is that that was a team that far and away, by the time they hit September 1st, you knew it was only a matter of days before they clinched the division.
Yeah.
That's not when you have that situation now, but you get there thanks to performances like this, when you see how many games they are above 500.
Well, to your point, Layla, and this is something I've been thinking about, the Cubs are one team away from real comfort in the division, in a really comfortable place, because the St. Louis Cardinals right now, and I don't know, like maybe they're that team like Milwaukee was last year, where there's we kept thinking there's no way this is going to keep up, there's no way they're going to keep doing that, and the Brewers kept doing that, and they proved us all wrong. Maybe that's what St. Louis is, but I tend to be a little skeptical still. St. Louis is 32-24. They are three games back of the Cubs. Other than that, right now, Milwaukee is 6.5 back. The Reds, who the Cubs play today, 7.5 off the pace. And Pittsburgh, forget about it. They're 14.5. So if the Cubs get a couple more games up on St. Louis, get to, you know, 4, 5, 6 games, there's some real comfort involved in that. And the Cubs have done all of this, guys, real quick, without their top starting pitchers. What they know, though, and what Tommy Hotovy knows, and what the Cubs organization knows, is that's not sustainable. As sustainable as it is right now, and the Cubs are doing great things, they must fortify their pitching if they want to do damage in the postseason, which this team should be able to do if they do.
I want them to get to July and feel the same way about them that we all feel about them right now in terms of heading in the right direction. And you mentioned the Cardinals. I'm not really worried about the Cardinals. Couple of reasons. I guarantee you, I'm going to say it out loud. I guarantee you, when the Cubs face the Cardinals for the first time this season in their 79th game of the season, that's when they play the Cardinals. Jeez. 79 games
that
deep into the season.
Ridiculous.
They will not be within three games. It will be them, and then it will be the Brewers. And the Brewers, or the Reds, if they don't handle business against the Reds. But they have a chance to really put some distance between themselves and the Reds. But the Brewers, you say that, they're only 6.5 back. They've won 4 in a row. They look like they're getting things together. I'm not ready to rule out the Brewers, but I take them as a much more serious threat than the Cardinals or the Reds at this point.
I think given the Cardinals' success already, the way that they've been able to rattle off wins consistently, they may be looking at themselves at that point, game number 79, you're trying to figure out if they're buyers or sellers at the deadline. There was a time where, before they looked really consistent, we're trying to figure out, are they going to move Nolan Arenado, given what we have talked about with the league having a dearth of talent at third base? How much could that move them forward? But we also know that their farm system produces. So they're one of those teams where they might not be in the, quote, but the division category. You know, when we were talking about whether or not your playoffs were real, whether or not you're a contender. It's whether or not they think that they need to be buyers come that trade deadline and they think they can make a run. I feel like they probably are still of the mindset that they've got enough talent where that's a possibility. And frankly, I would want the team that I'm observing or that I'm a fan of to feel that way, where you still feel like you're confident that you could still be in it.
Yeah, well, and I love, you know, you talk about the idea of the Cardinals potentially buying or selling, but now I'm thinking about the Cubs and how exciting it is that I did not predict the Cubs to be 14 games over 500 at this point. I did not see them getting this hot. So now I'm already thinking about two things. Number one, what will they do to fortify their situation, to stay where they are, or even to get better? And I think that they're in great position because of this one-year symbolic season for Jed Hoyer and for everybody to survive this year. So I just think they're in a really good position to do that.
Grody, I didn't expect them to be 14 games over 500 on this date at the start of the season. But let me tell you something. When they got through the difficult part of their schedule and had this 21-game stretch, I was like, they better be 14 to 16 games over 500 when this stretch is done.
We called it Hell Week, but yeah, it was really 2 weeks.
It usually doesn't work that well. Like, you're right. Like, in theory, Marshall, you were absolutely right, but I feel like we've done this for the last 4 years that the Cubs were not in the playoffs, where we look at stretches of upcoming games and say, this is the time for the Cubs, and instead they go the other way, like they did go the other way last year in May.
You asked for a weather report, by the way, from Zach Zaidman.
What you got? What you got?
And you have one. Zach says, it's a gorgeous day at Wrigley Field today. Well, thanks for the optimism, Zach. He also says, mostly sunny, 69 degrees.
Nice.
Wind blowing from left to right. So that gives you what you need to know.
PCA, Kyle Tucker, do your thing. So just look, pull that thing and pull it hard. In fact, you can yell like we're playing duck hunt. Pull!
What?
Pull!
Okay, before Marshall yells more crazy things in the parking lot here at Wrigleyville Docks.
JJ, what?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We're going to reset yet again.
Pull!
Nick Friedel joins us because we thought we might have a finals matchup set, but not so fast, my friends. So Nick will talk hoops with us. That is next. We are live. Raheem Ian Harris and Mark Grody from Wrigleyville Docks in the parking lot. Come hang out on the Score.
Pull!
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Raheemi, Marshall Harris, Raheemi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Pacers had their chances. Within 10 in the third, within 12 in the fourth, New York responding on runs each time. And the New York Knicks have looked elimination in the eye, and they are alive and kicking. And now the series to Game 6 in Indy, with the Pacer lead cut 3-2.
That's right. The Knicks have now made it a 3-2 series margin. New York held down the Pacers 111-94. That's TNT on the call. This is Raheemi Harris and Mark Grody on the Scores. We broadcast live from Wrigleyville Docks. We are in the parking lot getting you ready for Cubs baseball. And we go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. On the line, Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Layla, I am doing great, and it's hilarious that you guys are in the parking lot at Wrigleyville Dogs because I have been there many times in the past.
I was going to say, this is totally your kind of party.
Did you leave the parking lot at Wrigleyville Dogs in a sober state is my question.
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure we had that on the record.
Let Nick answer for himself.
Yeah, Nick? Yeah. I've been fine. I've had a nice time. No crazy
business. Yeah, exactly. Nick, here's the. I gotta give you an actual shout out, compliment, Nick, because you and I have occasionally I've run into you out in the Ville. I was with my buddy Fez one time, and he saw you. He couldn't have been more excited because you covered the NBA, and he was all over you, and you took every single question from him. I don't even know if you remember that, Nick Friedel, but he just thinks you're the goods.
Hey, any friend of yours is a friend of mine, buddy. So it's all good. And I always appreciate it when people would come talk to me, because usually in the beginning when I first got to Chicago, everybody was happy to talk about the Bulls. By the end, when I saw somebody, it was like a therapy session. You know, what the hell is going on? What's the matter? So anybody who ever said hello, I always respect it, because we know how much people care there.
We're just glad you didn't give him the Pascal Siakam, Greg Doyle treatment, because that would be unfortunate.
Yeesh, that was rough.
I just feel like it's he's been on the starting end, Greg Doyle, of too many awkward exchanges recently.
Yeah, Layla, when that starts to happen, I think the hardest part for somebody who's been in the business a while, like Doyle has, when that starts to happen and these start to pop up, it feels like a domino effect sometimes.
Speaking of domino effects, we thought we were going to see the final domino fall to build up to the NBA Finals, where it was presumed, maybe assumed by many, that it was going to be Pacers and OKC, and that would be announced after the game last night. That was far from the case. Jalen Brunson deep in his bag. And I just wonder, is Indiana going to be prepared the way they need to be by Rick Carlisle and company for this Game 6? Because let me tell you something, Nick. If the Pacers lose Game 6, it's the Knicks in 7.
I agree, but I would be surprised if the Pacers let that opportunity slip. Because if we know that, and we know that Madison Square Garden will be absolutely insane in Game 7 if it gets there, then absolutely the Pacers know that. So you know they're walking into that game thinking, okay, we need to make it happen, and we need to make it happen right here. To the point about Rick Carlisle, he is one of the most respected coaches in the league. So I don't think there's any doubt as far as preparation goes. He'll have them ready to go. What I'll be curious about is Halliburton just looked off all of last night. The numbers weren't there. I want to see how he starts this Game 6, because if he starts fast like the rest of that team and they get the crowd behind them, I think that's probably it. If you let a tough New York team hang around and you let Brunson hang around and he's able to hit those shots later in the game, then you could be in big trouble. I'm almost of the belief, guys, that if the Pacers don't start fast and get out to that big lead, then you start sounding the alarm bells. I think the Pacers, if they're going to win, need to find their rhythm early and just blow the Knicks out. Leave no doubt. Because if you let them hover, this is a team that loves to pounce late in games. And I couldn't agree more about Game 7. I think you'd be hard-pressed, even after what happened last year, you had MSG with the Pacers winning, to find somebody who actually believes that this Pacers team, after getting up 3-1, can go into MSG and win this time.
Well, I think part of the good news, ironically, for the Pacers is what you were just mentioning. I don't think Halliburton's going to have another game like that. It's obviously incumbent upon the Pacers to figure that out, and they were talking a lot about that in the postgame yesterday. Another thing that they were talking about that I thought was really interesting, Nick, was Shaquille O'Neal saying, and the other guys on the panel essentially agreeing, that the Pacers played comfortable last night, as in they have a little bit of wiggle room, and they might have thought that this is the last little bit of desperation from the New York Knicks. Do you buy that? Were the Pacers just playing comfortable last night, and will they shake this off as quickly as they lost last night?
When you watch that game, it certainly looked like the Pacers came into it thinking, we got another chance at home no matter what happens. In Game 6. And I can only tell you that is when teams get into trouble. So this is why I think Shaq was saying what he did. There was a feeling, certainly, especially once the Knicks got that early lead and got moving, that you went, Indy's kind of going, well, we got another chance at this. But when you play the way they did and you let somebody get out to that early lead, that's when real trouble can ensue. And again, on top of agreeing with the sentiment, I think it all hinges on what happens in the beginning of that game six, because the Knicks know that they have some momentum now. There are so many people out in the NBA world that thought, it's Pacers-Thunder, the end. There's no way that all the Knicks players didn't see that and feel that and hear that over and over again. And now you've got Tibbs who's going to sit there and say, nobody believes in us. Nobody thinks we can do it. And that will be the rallying cry. Now, whether it works or not, we'll see. Because to me, guys, it just feels like the Pacers are a little bit better team. When you get Halliburton playing the way he can, he has a point to prove as well. So, again, I'm expecting the Pacers to win, but if they leave any wiggle room, this is the wrong team and the wrong player, specifically with Brunson, to do it again.
We are joined by Nick Friedel and Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score, and he is our Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Of course, I think you know this, Nick, but I am still pro-Tibbs biased. I just am. I find him very entertaining. I obviously know that you and him have a long-standing and tumultuous relationship. And I did think about just the fire that he did ignite in his team in this last game, because I'm looking at it as Jalen Brunson did exactly what you wanted him to do. Goes out on fire in that first quarter, scores 14 of his 32 in that first frame. That's the key for them if they want to win. If they want to try to force this game seven, I think Tibbs has just got to press the gas absolutely on his guys the way he knows how to do and try to mimic the same performance.
Layla, there's a scene that's running through my head, and it always it goes back to Tibbs and in this case Jimmy, but it was some regular season game in Orlando and had gone into overtime. And Jimmy is laid out on the ground after this game. And Ed Pinckney, who was an assistant coach at the time, goes, 60-20, 60-20. And he was talking about the minutes that Jimmy had just played and how worn out he was. And they were all giving him, you know, credit. But Jimmy's sitting there going, well, this is the way it is. I tell you that story because that's exactly what I expect this next one to be for the Knicks. Whoever is out there is going to be playing all the time. If Jalen Brunson doesn't even get into foul trouble, I'd expect him to be out there for damn near 48, because that is Tibbs. That is his essence. And when he has a game that he knows he has to win, he goes to the guys he trusts more than anybody else. There is nobody in the league that Tibbs trusts more right now than Jalen Brunson. So, to what you're saying, on top of the fact that Brunson has to set a tone and he's got to be the one to start knocking down shots early, unlike he's done at various points in this series, he has to be the guy that makes everybody else go. And Tibbs has the trust within him to run him all the way. This is why they play all those minutes. These are the moments that they hope to be in. And the relationship between Tibbs and Brunson reminds me a lot of that relationship between Tibbs and Jimmy.
So, Nick, I need you to convince me, help me believe that the winner of this series has a shot against Oklahoma City, considering how well rested they will be. They have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they have Jalen Williams, and they have arguably the best defense in the NBA, bar none.
Marshall, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do that for you because I don't believe it. This team, the Thunder, flew under all the casual fans' radar because they're just not that interesting, frankly. I mean, Gilgeous-Alexander is an incredible player, but the team itself isn't that entertaining, doesn't have a lot of dynamic personalities. But they are awesome, and they play defense very well, and they are deep. I don't believe, as we sit here today, that the Knicks or the Pacers have a legit chance in this series. We also know, in the same breath, that an injury can change everything. We just watched it with the Celtics and Tatum. But I have always thought throughout the year it was the Celtics, the Thunder, and then everybody else on a different level. well, the Celtics are gone, and their whole future is a mess because of the injury to Tatum. So I don't care who lands in there from the East, Indiana, New York, it doesn't matter to me. I think the Thunder are just a cut above everybody else. And what's scary for the rest of the league, y'all, is the Thunder are set up so well. You never know how it's all going to play out over the course of the next few years with the cap and with injuries and everything that happens. This Thunder team should win the title this year, and they should win at least one or two more in the next few years because of all the assets that Sam Presti has built up. He's done an unbelievable job, and this is that team's first test and taste of a national stage. But I absolutely expect them to win it all.
Nick Friedel, thank you so much for taking the time and, of course, for making a random regular season game reference when it comes to Tibbs and Minutes. That was perfect.
I'd have it no other way. You guys have a great time in the parking lot. I miss you. I'm there in spirit.
Well, yeah, Sarah Spain co-hosted with Lawrence yesterday, so I think that's a sign. I think that's a sign you need to get back to Wrigleyville Dogs, Nick.
There's always a Chicago sign somewhere, Layla. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Yeah, respect them, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey Sports Insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. We are having a good time in the parking lot of Wrigleyville Dogs. I actually think, knowing Nick, he would have a little FOMO.
It's a scene out here, man. I mean, it's pretty packed in this parking lot. Everybody's walking around eating Italian beefs, pizza puffs, hot dogs.
Wrigleyville Dogs is providing the food.
I've already had two hot dogs and a pizza puff.
Yes. How'd you like that pizza puff, by the way?
It was delicious, okay. But I had to let it cool off because I didn't want to burn the roof of my mouth because I'm talking.
He didn't fall for it.
You know, well, you have another food item to eat during the break.
I sure do.
Circa Sports knows how to throw a party.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what this is. Coming up next, it is halftime.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, bear.
Bear?
Bear.
Bear? Bear? Well,
bears.
Have you ever had a friend, Grody, who's ever said to you, yeah, man, she's so hot, I would drink her bathwater? Have you ever heard that expression before?
Not bathwater, but I've heard similar analogies made. Yeah.
Well, we have a couple.
You have made seven statements today.
No.
Well, if we just take them and put them together, it is highly wild. Well,
let me explain something to you.
Marshall getting tipsy.
When we come back, and I have had no alcohol today, I will explain how one company is taking advantage of a celebrity's bathwater and putting it to the ultimate consumer test.
Oh, my God. And I have something that I've heard from a Cubs fan that came up here and gave me a tidbit about the Cubs that you may not want to hear, but I do believe that we can overcome.
Bear.
Bear.
Score.
Bear.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody. We are live from Wrigleyville Dogs, and everybody is getting ready for warm weather. We are outside getting ready to start a three-game series with the Cubs and the Reds from Wrigley as we head up to Zach Zaidman's pregame show until first pitch. This is brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions. Food is also provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. We got a good old parking lot party here. Stop by and say hi. A lot of people have. It is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app today. You got shout outs, right?
Yeah, they'll do the shout outs here. With a shout out to Don, who just came up to the table and said that.
Love Don.
Said, loved my Bears coverage. But here's the real headline. Said that Marshall is like the most, what do you call you?
Balanced
host at the Score. Very measured. He is, you know what? He is a very
measured. He said,
measured,
I don't go too far this way or too far that way.
Right. And we could all use a little bit more in the middle in this society. So congratulations to you on that. Shout out to Linda, who came over here sporting her sick hoodie, which is a Game 7 hoodie with the game story on it. So that was awesome. And then John, I got to tell you guys about John. John came up here and told me, I don't know why John had to impose this on me, probably because he knows I remember it. But John told me that in 1985, the Cubs were, like they are today, a similar record, in this case, 35-19.
Whoa.
But once they got to 35-19 in 1985, that 1985 Cubs team, per John, refreshing my memory, lost 13 straight games and completely fell off the table.
Now,
the caveat to that year is, and we're getting this all out there so it will go away. I never want to hear of this again. That year, just about all of the Cubs' starting pitchers got hurt.
Why
are you saying this out loud?
I'm talking
also,
it out of existence.
You know what's so funny?
This is not the old Cubs, okay?
A texter brought this up a couple months ago.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing.
And I didn't reply.
This kind of stuff.
Because I know better, Grody, than to disrupt the ether.
Listen, you guys need to listen to me, okay? I've been part of the ether for a long time. The ether The ether changed. Like, we could talk about all the destructive things that have happened with the Cubs in the past. 1984, when they were a win away from going to the World Series. 1985, when they apparently did lose 13 straight games and all their pitchers were injured. It's all over now. All Cubs won the World Series. So I look at that kind of stuff and say, huh, interesting. I laugh at things like that now as opposed to get angry about them.
All right, here's my halftime submission.
Okay, fair.
The headline, as you can imagine working with Mark Grody, I was hooked. Bear cub rescued from woods is being raised by humans bears.
As bears players?
Yes, the orphan black bear is being cared for by the San Diego Humane Society, dressed in costume so he doesn't get attached to the humans.
Aww.
Oh, poor bear might get attached to people.
He's just a baby bear.
He is. He's like Dave the Cat. And it's so sad.
He would eat Dave the Cat.
Hey.
Not for starters, not if he knows better. So this is the saddest little paragraph. A tiny black bear cub was crying alone in the California woods.
He's just a baby.
His mother was nowhere in sight. He was less than 2 months old, and he weighed only 3 pounds.
Oh, my good. Three bears.
Oh, my. Yeah, I mean, automatically, right?
Yeah, no, this bear gets 10 bears. Wait, that's a good question. What do actual bears get?
I think they get 10 bears on the basis that they are bears, especially if they're bears dressed up at, like, Chicago Bears. It's 10 bears.
On the scale.
Brody, it's 10 bears. He's been a bear his whole life.
This is a very complicated situation.
I don't think it's
not
complicated.
This bear,
it's like
this
I have insurance, but it's through a friend. It's a very complicated situation when it comes to an actual bear.
This bear is basically half human. This picture is so adorable. Look, he's got this little habitat. He's in this cage. And look, there are big stuffed teddy bears.
Oh, he's just a bear.
And the sandy, like, little teeny
bear. He's just
a
baby bear.
Isn't it so cute?
10 bears
for
the baby bear.
I have problems because I think if I encounter a bear in the wild, I'm going to be like, you're the cutest little thing. And then I'm going to want to pet him and he's going to kill me.
Baby bear.
So campers in Los Padres National Forest found the baby bear on April 12th, and the campground hosts reported him to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. So then they decided that the look at the little bottle. I can't with this story.
It's just a baby bottle bear.
Oh my gosh, guys, I can't. My heart. So anyway, they decided that they didn't want the baby bear bonding with them because they were feeding him and rescuing him. So no human skin for bear.
Wow.
No human touch for baby bear.
No
so
bear.
Baby bear thinks that his handlers are other bears.
This is crazy.
And to add to it are teddy bears. And I was like, well, there's no better person to tell this story to than Mark Rohde. But that baby bear is so cute.
That is touching. So that hits me in a lot of different levels.
I have another story about the wild in a way because you guys.
Look how cute it is.
Are you going to get filthy again?
No.
Look how cute it is.
Filthy this whole show.
I didn't say it was about petting.
Look how precious that is.
Oh, my God. It's just a baby bear.
I'm going to show the Twitch chat this picture.
Okay. So. You guys heard of Dr. Squatch?
No.
Dr. Squatch is a soap company.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So they have a partnership with Sydney Sweeney, actress.
I have heard of Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
Yeah, Sid.
But this time, as this partnership has developed and grown, they're now using her own bathwater to promote the product. They've released a new soap, which they say is infused with a touch of her bathwater.
Ew!
Last year, Sweeney appeared in a body wash advertisement for Dr. Squatch, a men's personal care company. The video went viral with more than 1.7 million likes on Instagram.
Even the name is a little unstable.
In announcing the most recent soap collab, Sweeney referenced comments made on her 2024 Dr. Squatch post about buying the bathwater that she was sitting in the post.
Oh, my God. That's the direction that we're going here.
Quote,
yes.
When your fans start asking for your bathwater, you can either ignore it or turn it into a bar of Dr. Squatch soap. It's weird in the best way, and I love that we created something that's not just unforgettable. It actually smells incredible and delivers like every other Dr. Squatch product I love. I also have a picture to show you, Grady.
Oh, yeah, let me see.
Do you want to show the Twitch chat
like I did?
Is it a baby
bear?
I can't pick up the computer and run it
over. Do you need another wholesome baby bear pic?
Yeah, this better be a baby bear. What do you got for me?
But the best part is
comments.
There's the picture. Okay, got it.
Okay, yeah.
Comments left on the actress's Instagram post included jokes, pushback, and some users who expressed support for the new product. Quote,
some users.
We need to look at ourselves in the mirror, end quote. Quote, every day we stray further from God. So yeah, she's got a new collab. It's called Sydney's Bathwater Bliss. That's the name of this bar of soap.
Ew.
Just thought I'd share that with you guys.
Guys, I strongly recommend going back to baby bear pics. The article is in the Washington Post. Isn't this the cutest thing?
Oh, look at the baby bear.
I'm sure they posted on their Instagram page, too, I would guess.
Yeah.
Because that's adorable.
I have a suggestion for bears, too.
Oh, bear.
Instead of cheerleaders, what if we just have a flock of tiny baby bears?
Oh, little baby bears. And you
what happens to the bears after
baby
they
bears?
Yeah, what could go wrong there?
Then, you know, they wreak havoc, as bears tend to do.
Or regular bears, and they maul the opposing team's fans that are there.
Wow.
Okay.
That escalated
it's time.
Quickly.
Hey, we
let
have a
the
Reds
Bears
fan.
Loose.
We have two Reds fans.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, guys.
What's the name on the back? You guys got names on the back? Oh, we got a Griffey.
Griffey. That is so cool.
You got a name on the back?
She's just regular t-shirt.
She has cool earrings. Okay.
Is that Griffey before or after he tore the hamstring off his bone?
Oh, no.
Because that's what happened when he went to Cincinnati.
Yeah, he just kind of relaxed there with his big contract.
Do you know who Griffey is mentoring, Marshall Harris?
Pete Crow Armstrong?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Isn't that wholesome?
That is not only wholesome, it's also very, very beneficial for a guy to get mentored by a guy who hit 630 career home runs.
Yeah, it knows a thing or two about hitting.
You guys been hearing about Pete Crow Armstrong over there? You guys been hearing about that, Reds fans?
He had a grand slam in Cincinnati the other day.
He had a slam there. You remember that?
Did you hear about that?
They're still sad Joey Votto retired. Let them be.
I am still sad
we
Joey Votto retired.
We love Joey Votto over here. Yes, we do.
All right. I'm going to look at this adorable baby bear pic to make myself feel better about this.
You've been hearing about Carson Kelly, ma'am? Yep.
Mark is going to get the actual Bears together for Bears 2. Yes. We're going to do 5 on it next. And I mentioned that Greg Olson audio is coming your way.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.